Dear friends in Christ, complete this sentence. Thursday is... How many of you said Halloween? How many of you said Reformation Day? And those that said Reformation Day, how many of you thought of Halloween first? How does the amount of time that you've spent lately doing Halloween-y things, like going to a corn maze, compare with the hour that you spent on Sunday at the Reformation service? You did go to the Reformation service, didn't you? Is Halloween more important to you than the Reformation? This time of year, it can be fun to try to scare your friends and fun to be frightened yourself, as long as you know that you are in no real danger. But Jesus said, "Do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." And Jesus is talking about God here, not the devil. The devil himself is destined for the lake of fire, for the second death, and has no authority to destroy a soul in hell. It is God alone who can send someone to hell. And by all rights, we should be afraid of God, as Martin Luther was. Martin knew that he was a sinner, that he fell far short of the perfect life that God requires. He knew that he was like Isaiah, who, when he saw the Lord high and lifted up, surrounded by the seraphs, cried out, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Are your lips clean? Have you never spoken an unkind word? Have you never said something inappropriate? And that's just one thing. If you look at all of God's law, you will see that you have fallen far short of the perfection that God requires. And because of your sins, you deserve for the wrath of God to be revealed from heaven upon all of your ungodliness and unrighteousness. But Martin Luther came to understand from Scripture that his sins did not just cause Jesus to suffer and die on the cross, but that Jesus suffered and died on the cross for Martin's sins. He learned that Jesus' death was the atoning sacrifice not just for Martin's sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for your sins. Jesus, on the cross, took the wrath of God that you deserve upon himself. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are no longer a child of wrath, but God's beloved child by grace. You no longer need to fear God. God's perfect love shown in Christ's sacrifice drives out all fear. In fact, there's no need to fear anything. If God is for you, who can be against you? Well, this time of year can also be fun to dress up and pretend to be someone else, pretend to be something you're not. But the Bible shows us who we are. Ephesians chapter 2 tells you that you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Without Jesus, we are nothing more than walking dead. And our natural form is far more abhorrent to God than any zombie that Hollywood could ever dream up. And that by nature, because of your unrighteousness, you deserve nothing more than a shot to the head. But Martin Luther learned that Ephesians chapter 2 did not end there, but it goes on. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ." Scripture tells you that your old self was crucified with Christ, so that your body of sin and death might be done away with. And not only that, it tells you that you were also raised with Christ and seated in the heavenly places, so that you may walk in newness of life. No longer do you have to appear before God as your old self, with your righteous deeds, which are nothing more than filthy rags. Instead, God gives you something much better to wear. God has clothed you with the garments of salvation. God has covered you with the robe of righteousness. As Isaiah says, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels, you now come to God clothed in Christ's righteousness. Well, at the beginning, I asked you to compare how you've been spending your time and how much you've spent celebrating the Reformation as opposed to doing other things. Well, that comparison really isn't fair. While we typically commemorate the Reformation Day with a special hour of worship on the last Sunday of October, in reality, any worship service or chapel where you hear the truth of what God has done for you in Christ Jesus is a celebration of the Reformation. In commemorating the Reformation, we're not celebrating Martin Luther himself, but the fact that God, through him, restored these glorious truths that we hear from God's Word to his church, and that he has preserved them for the past 496 years, so that we can gather today and hear from God's Word that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, so that you can know that God does not count your sins against you because of Jesus' death and resurrection. I suspect that despite any outward appearance to the contrary, that you do value the Reformation more highly than Halloween, because you know that you are saved by grace alone, apart from any works, through faith alone in what Christ has done in your place, and that your faith is based on Scripture alone. May God continue to preserve the truth of his word among us. Amen. Now we will sing hymn 283. Hymn 283.